We all good?
I think so. Can't see my notes, but yeah.
You balance them on Serb's nose.
I kind of want to do like a SpongeBob intro. Hello! And what? Wow, my John C. Riley came.
Hey. You ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can hear you!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of... I can't do my voice. What's wrong with me? Hello, and welcome to another episode of...
It Came From The Video Store!
With your hosts, Eric, Chris, and Brandon. Today's movie, 1989's The Offerings.
Boo!
Yeah. So, today's episode is The Offerings. I'm Eric.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Brandon.
Yeah, that kind of made the... We kind of just made the intro redundant.
Did we?
A little bit.
Yeah. Well, you're the one who was like, it. Here, this is everyone here on the list. Now repeat your names.
Just in case people forgot.
All right, but yeah, we are reviewing the 1989 movie, The Offerings. Which is a movie you probably haven't heard of, and you're lucky.
Very.
This is one movie we have really no trivia for.
Yeah, I don't think there was any trivia. Fun facts about
I'm surprised this movie was made.
That's the trivial part.
Yeah, we have no trivia. We have no cast. Well, I mean, they're obviously cast, but no one
known.
I still stand by. The only person you need to know about this movie is Leroy, who plays Bud the dog.
Why must we know Leroy Bud the dog?
Because it's a dog. Dogs are awesome.
Was it really casted on IMDb?
Yeah, dog's on there. I came up with the name at the top of my head right
no,
now.
No, but I didn't know they...
No, yeah, the dog's name is Leroy, and then you play... In the movie, they think it's Bud or something like that.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah, that's got to be kind of confusing for a dog that's acting.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like, oh, this is your name now temporarily. We're going to go back to your actual name after this movie.
I'm surprised how they train dogs for movies. But so let's jump into this movie. What do you guys think of it?
Opening scene. You can definitely tell there's some obvious tension between the mother and son, the son being the protagonist.
Son's name is John Radley?
John Radley. Not to be confused with John C. Radley, a man that
it's
I currently...
It's Radley.
Oh, Radley.
Like, totally
again,
rad.
Not to be confused with John C. Radley. Yeah, she calls him down for breakfast and then starts giving him shit as soon as he comes into the kitchen.
She's the worst chef either, too, because she's, like, making eggs and she put ashes in the eggs.
Yeah, she's, like, smoking a cigarette, yeah.
Maybe that was her version of pepper to add to the eggs, man.
But she sets up almost the whole plot. Not the whole plot, but the backstory.
Yeah, and then she just hands off a plate of eggs to him like no other... delicacy is on this plate. Like,
you're
just
the only person that would make a big deal out of it. Me and Bran eat scrambled eggs, you know, sometimes by themselves for breakfast.
I did it this morning.
Yeah, almost every morning.
I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, no ketchup. Scrambled eggs is a side.
Really?
Yeah.
I eat that as a main meal.
I guess. But I could see if it was like an omelet.
With some nice peppers and like those.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's pretty much also like... You hear about his father, how his father is abusive, and then how she's just cutting into him, how he's going to be like his father. He's
literally cutting because she had a scar across
her neck. And then you meet Gretchen. Gretchen's the next-door neighbor who befriends Mr. Radley.
Can Radley come out and play? And she's so nice to Gretchen for whatever reason. Like, she's such a total biatch to her own son, but is like, oh, I don't know if
if she was nice, we really wouldn't have a movie because he wouldn't turn out to be a serial killer.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't talk at all, really.
Yeah, he doesn't talk.
Yeah.
So we should tell the audience right off the bat, this movie's going to have spoilers. Though I doubt you're going to watch this movie.
You've been warned.
You mean this review's going to have spoilers?
This episode's going to have spoilers.
Yeah. You're like, this movie's going to have spoilers.
Did
like,
I?
How?
I'm tired. Now, I remember the first time I saw this movie was on Svengoolie. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who don't know, Svengoolie is within the Chicagoland area. Svengoolie plays a bunch of, like, B-flicks.
Berwin.
This movie is, like, the biggest ripoff of Halloween. From ways people get killed. From the kills, from the camera shots alone.
The music elements.
Just the ambiance of the entire movie.
Literally, the music is the biggest ripoff of all. Because it's literally, like, they recorded it off, like... It's like they were watching, like, Halloween, and they had, like, a microphone to the TV. Because that's what it sounds like, because it sounds so bad.
I feel like they got a lawyer for this part and was like, okay, how much of this song can we copy without it being... us getting hit with a copyright strike.
We gotta drop two notes.
Maybe John Carpenter won't notice.
Yeah, right.
So local kids challenge John.
What's the matter?
They challenge him to walk around a well, to which they scare him and he falls in. And we cut to, like, was it 10 years later?
Yeah, I thought he died.
Yeah,
I thought it was gonna be one of these movies where it's like, oh, he comes back from the dead. No, he survived that somehow and ended up in a mental hospital
because he killed his mom
and was eating her.
That kind. Well, that just escalated pretty quickly.
They buried what was other
like,
left.
Like, you just fell down a well.
Like, oh, did you mention he was eating his mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever was left.
That. Oh, okay. Sorry, because I
God.
Sorry, I heard was kill the mother. I'm like, oh, did someone mention that he was a his finger looking good.
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
We got our first kill. A nurse gets a syringe to the head.
Oh, no, but we didn't state how the doctor's a douchebag.
Oh, yeah, the doctor's like, oh, he's sedated, you know, he can't do anything.
Oh,
he was, like, sticks, yeah, like, chewing gum right on his face.
Yeah, I was going to say, he had some Bubblicious and just stuck it right on his forehead. Like, see?
He stuck it out his nose, and then he took it out back and started chewing it, which was like, oh, that's disgusting. I'm a germaphobe, so to me that's disgusting. Either way, he leaves and the nurse gets a syringe to the head. Not only does she get a syringe to the head, but he also pulls it, so it's like pulling, I guess, brain fluid, because it wasn't blood. It was like pinkish.
Yeah.
It was like clearish pink.
I mean, I'm no doctor.
Cerebral fluid?
But I just found matter? It funny that he was like, oh, don't worry, he's not going anywhere. He could be sedated for days and weeks on end. He just arises a few seconds later.
So here's what I don't get about this guy is he's not like supernatural or anything like that, but like he had no problem climbing an electrical fence. Like you see him getting electrocuted and he goes through it like it's nothing unless he just can't feel pain.
I think they mentioned something about that. But then what was also funny was that this is like after the nurse gets killed, right? A few seconds later, he leaves the room, walks down the hallway, turns. And then I think there was a nurse coming in. And by the way, there was another nurse that was, like, smoking in the hospital, walking down the hallway with a midget. At some point, for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay.
You tried sneaking away for a game.
Yeah. And then another nurse walks into the room and finds the one that he killed. And then you would think this hospital goes on lockdown, but no, he just walks right out the front door, comes to this electric gate, and just starts climbing it or whatever. Okay. I guess it's not really secure after all if you could just walk out like that.
And then we meet our victim, our potential victims. I think I got there. It was like Johnny, Craig, Greg. No, it's Johnny, Greg, Casey. Oh, I didn't write them down. Do you guys write down their names at all?
No, I didn't catch their names.
See if we can find them.
Well, in the meantime, in this scene, they... Oh, what was her friend's name that pulls up?
Casey.
In her car and starts talking. I believe this is Craig, right?
No, it's Johnny. She's Johnny? Talking to Johnny. Oh, yeah.
So there's two Johns?
This is, what, wasn't this like your favorite scene?
Yeah. It's the best comedic part of the movie. she tells him, oh, do you have the algebra homework for tonight? I need a copy off of you. And, you know, they have their little conversation or whatever, and then she drives away. He's like, oh, these girls, they just want me for my notes. Note this. And he grabs his junk, and I was like, I just did not expect that. I was like, okay, that's out of left field. It was pretty funny.
So within that scene, though, I mean, they seriously, this is when they really start ripping off Halloween, because you get a shot over John's, like, shoulder out a window looking at Johnny and his mom, because she's, like, leaving or whatever, but... And then they're playing, like, the slow build Halloween theme.
Like, you about to get murdered?
All right, I think I got the names.
At one point, they even copy it to where they're... I think, like, Gretchen gets a phone call in the morning.
Yeah.
And no one's there. And then she gets another phone... Yeah, you get heavy breathing, and you get another phone call, and it's her friend, Casey. By the way, Gretchen's mom... Parents leave her for, like, 2 weeks. Who leaves a teenage girl home alone for 2 weeks? Like...
I wouldn't even leave myself home alone.
Dude, your parents are jerks. They're jerks. Oh, we're going to Hawaii, but you guys stay home.
It's not even summer. It's not even school.
No, they were in school. Yeah, because there's that one scene where...
Oh, yeah, okay.
What was his name? Sean or something like that? He gets caught passing a... He drew, like, a picture of the teacher. Like, some, like, nude picture of the teacher, and she catches him.
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
So, yeah, they're in school. Why else would Casey want Johnny's notes? God.
Thus the term, be cool, stay in school.
So John's not the best killer. We find that out.
He's not very efficient.
He's got, is it Johnny or is it?
Do you think it's Johnny?
So you have a victim named Johnny and a killer named John. Right. David, I think, is one of them.
Tim?
Okay, it's Tim. This is Tim we're talking about. That sounds right.
Yeah, I was like, so it's not Johnny. Being two Johns.
It's not Johnny. It's Tim, who ladies want his notes. So, no, but like, he's like the worst killer ever because he ties him down to like the workshop and like the shed or whatever.
The table. Yeah.
And then I've never seen a serial killer other than Dexter like lay out paper and stuff to collect the blood.
Well, no, it would make sense to do that before you put the victim on the table. You did this after you put the victim on the table.
Yeah.
he's got his head in the vise.
Yeah.
And so he pulls out the chainsaw, and like he doesn't even start it yet, and he's just like with his hand kind of like cranking the chain in front of Tim's face, like showing it to him, like, yeah.
Which is kind of funny, because do you remember that he was like, as he was kind of like in his... unconscious state, that you heard the chainsaw going, like he was about to do it, but then he just stopped for whatever reason.
No, he...
I could have sworn he showed it.
He showed the chain, like the chainsaw, like he's got it in Tim's face, and he's like, he's kind of like taunting him with it, and then he tries to start it, and it starts up, and then it dies out. So then he pulls the drill. And he's trying to drill down on his head, and they do, like, this shitty, like, upward point of view shot, so it looks like it's coming down at the camera.
Yeah, trying to make it 3D looking.
Yeah, I don't know why, but it wasn't really that good of a shot. But then the drill dies out, so he didn't really plan ahead. So then he just takes a hammer, and he cranks the vise until his head splatters.
Oh, and in the scene, you mentioned that there was already blood on the wall.
Yeah, it's like
they washed up blood.
They did a take.
Yeah.
No, it was like dried up blood. That's what I mean. Like, yeah, it looks like they did a take and then didn't wipe it all down.
Yeah.
I just like in this scene is when the chainsaw doesn't work and then the drill doesn't work. Tim's like, I guess you're not going to kill me, huh?
Yeah, he pulls the duct tape back and then puts it back on right after he says that. Like, no, I'm sorry.
Then we have...
That's such a weird thing to do. Like, you're going to kill the dude. Why would you take off the duct tape?
We have a... Sheriff Chisholm.
Chisholm?
Seriously...
it's Chisholm, because last time you were like, oh, Chisholm.
Well, no, in my notes, I wrote down Sheriff Chisholm. he finds half-eaten ducks in the park. And it's funny, because when you first see him, that's not the first time, but like you see him, and he's actually feeding the ducks.
Right,
and then
to the dead ducks.
The one professor that worked on the John Radley case shows up. And apparently Chisholm is an expert on bite marks because he's showing him the half-eaten ducks, and he's like, "Yeah, these bite marks are that's the mark a human would make, or a grown man would make." It's like, he's a big dude, so he probably knows what bite marks look like.
He hasn't missed a meal in several years.
I will say this, though. Those dead ducks look convincing.
Yeah, they did look pretty convincing.
I want to say that's where the budget went to. Maybe
all $5.
I just think it's funny, though. You have an escaped mental patient, but yet the sheriff is just feeding ducks. No one really even looks for him, if you pay attention throughout the movie. Like, you just hear talk about, like, yeah, John Radley's escape, but you don't see anyone set up, like, a perimeter, like, looking for him at all.
Yeah, like a bolo. Be on lookout for a big man named John Radley.
With a messed up face.
Yeah, it's hard to miss. Yeah. Only a mother would love it. Oh, wait, you can't, because he ate his mother. And she didn't love him in the first place.
Dude, my notes are all, like, I forgot to double space my notes, so they're all like
jumbled
up. So I'm just trying to read through them all. We're actually redoing this episode for the second time because the first time we went to go do this episode was like
it was a mess.
We watched two movies to do two reviews. So then it was like what 1 a.m. when we were recording that episode. So we were all like super tired, and the episode just sounded. You could tell we weren't there. Brandon actually fell asleep while recording.
I did.
So, yeah, the movie's called Offerings, and it's mainly because Johnny, who has a crush on Gretchen, is offering her gifts, I guess. So, Gretchen has, like, a bunch of her friends over. Casey, David, and Greg. And they're very adamant on this pizza, by the way. Like, that's all Casey wants is extra cheese on this pizza. Extra
cheese on our pizza.
Dude, the dialogue in this movie is so bad.
Oh, I love... they're talking about the pizza, right? And then she's like talking about where it's at. She calls up the pizza place and she's like, "I ordered a pizza like a very long time ago."
And then the pizza just shows up at the doorstep. They want a cheese pizza, but they got sausage. But they didn't order sausage.
It's not the good kind of sausage.
And it doesn't look like sausage.
Yeah, this ain't the X-rated sausage. With the hole in the pizza box.
Yeah, it's not that kind of sausage anyway.
Might I add at the same time, Gretchen's dog is missing. Bum, bum, bum.
I don't know about you. My dog was missing. I would be looking everywhere for him.
Like I said, it's not the best written.
Yeah. Our nieces, they're like, what, 3 and 4, can write a better script than this.
And they're like, "Oh, it doesn't look like sausage, but whatever it is, tastes pretty good."
Hey, look, it's got my dog's hair patterns on it.
So then you get like, so Greg and David leave, and we get their deaths, which... One of the deaths is pretty cool. We'll get to that one. But then the way Greg dies, I guess they're leaving. They're getting, like, they're going squirrel hunting in the morning. I've never heard anyone going squirrel hunting.
Proudly.
Especially since it looks like they live in the valley.
Yeah.
Like the California. Was it California?
Yeah. I don't know, but it looks like some dead end burbs.
Honestly, I don't remember what they even say.
They sound like they're in the valley. They got like a mix between like a valley girl accent and like a hick accent. They never even say what state takes place in.
Let's just say it's the town right next to Haddonfield.
I like how Greg's entering his room and then the camera pans down and you just see like John's feet like pull into the under the bed.
And this dude's like 6'5" under a twin size.
He's a
bed.
Big. Yeah. He's a big dude. He's built like a linebacker. Like he's not like muscular, but he's beefy.
You can definitely tell he's not actually fitting under this bed. And what happens next definitely tells you there's no room left.
Well, one of the things that I thought was freaking hilarious, so I was like, it's not the fact, like, oh, as he comes in the room, you see him sliding in. It's like he was sitting there, and they're like, the director was like, "All right, Johnny, pull yourself in." And he's like, "All right," and then pulls himself in.
Or like he wasn't under the bed quick enough.
Yeah.
So Greg's got the gun, like, by his bed, and then it falls down. So then figures when Greg looks under his bed, he gets pulled under.
Which I think the more logical thing would have been just shooting him straight in the face as he looked under the bed.
Yeah, he gets shot while he's under a twin-size bed, might I add. A twin-size bed.
6'5" looking dude.
Yeah, half his body's underneath.
You're supposed to believe that these two guys are fighting. Struggling. Yeah, struggling under a twin-size bed. And then John's able to shoot Greg with a fucking rifle. Of all guns. It's not like it's a pistol. If it was a pistol, okay.
It's like that the clown scene from Scary Movie 2 with Ray and the clown under the bed was 10 times more believable.
It was. Because that was like, what, a king-size bed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then David dies, which...
Oh, but nobody heard this gunshot go off.
Yeah, it's true.
No one was like, oh my
was
God.
Was it one gunshot or two gunshots?
I think it was just one.
I think it might have been two.
Oh, and then he drags Greg's body under the bed. Like it's supposed to fit perfectly. David's death was pretty cool.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. When they walk into the house, it was his brother, right? That walks
I don't know if it was his brother or just his friend, but like David
and his parents are eating a midnight snack and it's a whole cake.
It's kind of what? Midnight snack I'd like.
Got the ice cream.
They were probably just high.
Can't tell our kids we're high. Yeah, it's a midnight snack.
It's a whole cake. It's not a piece of cake, I tell you that. That wasn't even a funny joke, but whatever.
I'm enlightening you. Keep going.
I like, so David hears, like, the rocks being thrown out his window. I think he thinks it's Casey or whatever. I like this because he pokes his head out the window and then a noose goes around his neck. So when he falls out the window, he's right outside the dining room window right behind his parents,
yeah.
And they're too busy watching TV to notice their son's being hung. I like that. Then we get another. Symbolically. Oh, yeah. We skipped a death. Her one friend, like Sarah or whatever, that was supposed to show up. That scene was straight out of Halloween, to where she gets in the car, which is also a red car, just like in Halloween. And then
they actually used the same scene with the same car. Just a week later.
You hear the Halloween theme song, and then John Radley comes up behind her, and like I think he just snaps her neck.
But he's in the car, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a glimpse of him in the rearview mirror. He kind of... First of all, he's the only serial killer that wears, like, a khaki jumpsuit.
Khakis, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even, like, a jumpsuit. It's, like, khaki pants and a khaki button-down shirt. And he's kind of deformed-looking, like... Not like Sloth from the Goonies, but he's definitely deformed looking. Like, he's got like a heavy brow, I guess would be the term. So, Gretchen and Casey get a knock at the door. And what do they find on the doorstep?
Pizza.
What was the pizza? No, they got the pizza.
Officer, fucking right? With you.
No, they find an ear.
Oh, yeah.
Was it an ear?
But they had to call the officer.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sheriff Chisholm shows up. And all he cares about is the pizza.
Oh my God, that was fucking hilarious.
Was there any more left of the pizza?
Yeah, can you put that in a Ziploc bag for me?
Can you heat it up for me before you bring it out?
It's better for testing.
Okay, so they find the ear and Sheriff Chisholm comes over. And he literally just has a Ziploc bag and he just scoops it up with his nightstick. And then he asks if they've got anything else weird throughout the night. And they're like, well, we got pizza. It had sausage on it, but it doesn't look like sausage. And we didn't order sausage. And he's just like, do you got any more of that pizza? Do you mind heating it up before you give it to me?
Oh, I love the fact, too. When they bring it to him, it's still in the pizza box, but he just grabs it and, like, puts it under his arm.
Well, he looks at it. He's like, that don't look like sausage.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just...
You would know, Mr. Food Analyst.
So the way you think with like if he's using it as evidence, you think he wouldn't like, oh, give me that pizza and I'll put it in the Ziploc. You know,
he's the worst like cop ever because here you know you got a serial killer on the loose.
Holy shit! Time out. You know, I just thought of his name is Chisholm, and he said he's the worst cop ever, and I was gonna be like worse than Chief Wiggum. Oh shit. Chief,
yes, because they were going for the Simpsons.
Put together, Chisholm.
you got a serial killer on the loose, but then he just tells the girls that it's a prank. Oh, someone's just probably playing a prank on you. It's like, oh, okay, nothing to worry about. So then the next day, they get a nose in their newspaper, and he says the same thing.
Are you messing with me?
Oh, it's probably just a joke. Bradley House, and he finds the, the kid. Like, jerking off the Playboys or whatever.
Oh, yeah. This is the weirdest out-of-place scene out of the whole movie.
I think they were just trying to kind of rip up Halloween, how, like, Dr. Loomis goes back to the Myers house. So, I want to say part of this movie was taken to be as a comedy. Because...
So slapstick.
Just the dialogue in that scene where he's like... He even opens up the Playboy with the kid next to him. He's like, I bet your mama wouldn't get too turned on by looking at this. It's like, Well, no shit, dude. That's why I'm going to this house.
He's like,
he takes the whole stack of Playboys, too, out of
it. It was like a box.
But he told him something, too. He's like, you little pervert or something like that. It's like, dude, you were just making comments about my mom. Yeah. Like, the fuck? And then you asked for my whole Playboy stack.
Yeah, I love the fact that the cop asked the kid, like, oh, what's your name? He's like, Ben. He's like, it's like Ben Rover. It's like, bend over. Hey, wait a minute.
Dude. And John is in that house the whole time Chisholm is in there, and he had no clue.
Was he really?
Yeah, because when he's putting the stack of Playboys in the trunk, you get like a shot of John in the window looking down. That just adds up that he's like the worst cop ever.
Totally. Yeah, he didn't check out the rest of the house. It was just like, oh, I found the key with the Playboys. And yeah, let's go. Got a lot of evidence to review there.
Now I know why you started calling him Chisholms. Right after that scene.
Yeah, he's got a lot of evidence to review. Got a nice snack to have with it.
Bam, chicka wham. So.
Sorry, I was reading my notes. He goes to the professor, and then this is where they find out that, like, it's human meat on the pizza. So, well, if it's human meat, then it's not the dog. It's probably.
I've always thought it was the dog.
It's probably Tim.
Or the pizza guy. Dun, dun, dun.
That's true. How the fuck did he get the pizza?
If they had the pizza there, but no one delivered it.
Yeah. Somehow they find out that, like, everything relates. Like, the professor, I can't remember how, but he knows to go check out the well that John Radley fell down. So he shows up at the well, and then I think he finds a couple of bodies, and then John Radley shows up, and he's trying to, like, plead with John to come with him. And then.
My favorite part of this was, like, what did he have? Like, a flashlight?
Dude, his.
And he's like. John just, like, puts his hand over, like, hand me the flashlight. He's like, oh, you want my flashlight? My heavy-duty flashlight that could possibly crack my face open?
Oh, the rent-a-cop weapon?
Dude, it's seriously the size of, like, a forearm. Like
those are heavy-duty ones. My dad used to have that.
He beats him with it, but, like, this professor does no effort to try to run or get away. Because John is not in the best shape at all. This dude's, like, overweight. All he had to do was, like, a light jog. Hell, he could have speed-walked away from him and probably survive. This dude just stood there and accepted his fate.
He's like, I knew this day would come. Crack! Death by floodlight.
So then they put Deputy Buddy on watch of Gretchen and Casey. I'm on those girls like stink on a skunk. I like Buddy, though. He's kind of like got like this like John Denver vibe.
He reminds me of Cletus.
They should make a whole movie. Well, they can't because he's dead. But they should make a whole movie all about Deputy Buddy.
Could do like a prequel. His previous work before it leads up to the tragic ending.
I hope they never make a sequel to this movie. This movie sucks.
Be a little late to do it now.
About what, 20 years? No, more than 20, like 30.
Excuse me, we have an It sequel coming.
yeah, I was going to say, it's got a
remake, whatever.
Remake.
28 years old offering. So yeah,
89.
Why the hell did I say 20? I'm way off.
Yeah, almost 30 years.
So, I like right before Buddy gets killed, he's doing like a crossword puzzle, and he's like, what's a four-letter word for extinction? It's kill, you moron.
Or dead.
No, we didn't get to see him die. Do we even? No, we didn't see him die. And then somehow Sheriff Chisholm just knows to show up at the well.
Yeah, he finally puts two and two together after eating that slice of pizza.
And look at the point.
You know what? Let me check this fucking well out.
And all he says is like he shows no concern. He just looks down the well and he's like, "Whoo,
God,
my boy's been busy." He's the worst cop ever. He looks like he could be like the real life Peter Griffin.
He's just like, "Hey, look, it's the professor I spoke to a few hours ago."
Just
walks away.
Peter Griffin would have been a better cop.
Hey, look, a dead body, Lois.
So then we're in the third act. It's just Gretchen and Casey. Though I do like the one scene where the power goes out. And
I know what you're talking about.
Casey picks up, like, this bust, like, this, like, statue or whatever. And she's like, Gretchen's, like, bitching at her. And she's like, you break my bust and my mom will bust you or something like that. It was something along the lines of it was pretty funny.
I thought you were going for when she's like, you remember when we took that math quiz last week and I had this bad feeling? I'm getting that right now. And then 2 seconds later, the power goes off.
Gretchen's mom calls him from Hawaii. Oh. And she's just like, get the fuck off the phone. And then you hear her scream and then like she runs downstairs, and then, like, John's just down there holding Casey's head. That's the thing. A lot of these kills were off-screen, except for maybe, like, Tim.
The nurse? I think the nurse was on screen.
Yeah. No, I guess maybe I would like to see Casey get decapitated. Though, this is where you get your best look at John, though, because he turns, and he looks all, like, deformed. I can't even begin to describe what he looks like.
Just, like, you ever seen that movie No Country for Old Men?
I'm going to get ridiculed for this, but the answer is no.
I forgot the actor's name. He's, like, chasing down... Like, the subplot of the movie is, like, he's chasing down these people that stole his money or something.
Is it the dude from The New Pirates?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. You know the name.
Javier Baldez?
Boredom?
Boredom.
Bardem?
Yeah, he looks like that guy on a bad day.
Like if you got stung by, like, 1,000 bees. You know what? Yeah, that's how you describe it.
Perf.
Yeah, perfect.
So, like, she's running from John, and this has the worst lighting in a movie I've ever seen. It's like they're outside, and you can just see her, because I think this is why they made her running in all white. So she's, like, in a white sweatshirt and, like, white jeans.
Yeah, you can't even see her.
It looks like someone's holding a flashlight on her the entire time, just so you can barely see her.
Budget ran out.
Yeah, with that same flashlight that they killed the scientists with. Yeah.
Probably. She runs through a neighbor's house, and the neighbor's dead, just to make things more complicated. Yeah, what the fuck?
That was so random. Like, he had this list of, I guess, like, a personal vengeance.
Or maybe he killed everybody on the block.
That's fucked up. Like, why? That had nothing to do with
it. She gets Sheriff Buddy's gun. Does she shoot him?
Yeah.
She shoots him in the leg or something like that. And then who shows up to save the day?
Sheriff Chisholm.
When we get 2 minutes of the slowest, worst.
I just love it because she's like, shoot him.
The worst slow motion I've ever seen in a movie. Because it's just, it's so slow to where, like, it looks like they're freeze framing as they're going through. It's like if they paused it and then just hit, like, fast forward. So it's like freeze frame. He opens, like, 6 rounds on John. But, like, those 6 rounds felt like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was a pump, right?
Pump action. And then John says his final word, which was either hello or love.
The world may never know.
It made no sense. I could not understand what this guy was saying.
Yeah,
seriously, what it sounded like.
Yeah.
And then that's the end of the movie. Wow, we got through this pretty quick.
Yeah, that was a lot faster than last time.
I think it's because we weren't looking at our notes as much.
True. I was just winging it.
Yeah, I was just winging it too.
I feel like I'm winging it just like how I did the movie.
This is probably going to be like a bonus episode, guys. So, it's kind of short.
Well, at least it was a little bit finessed this time.
Just a little bit of finesse. I hate this movie. I hate it, but it's out of print too. Like, the copy I have for it is going for like $20. I got 2 copies.
Oh, would you look at that? So if anyone wants to buy a copy, you let Eric know.
$20. You can hit me up on Facebook.
on our pages on Instagram, Facebook, and SoundCloud. It came from the video store.
Hopefully it's soon to be on Podbean. We got to figure that out. But
it's in the works. It's in the works.
Yeah, so...
one step at a time.
Overall, though, what'd you guys think of the movie?
Rating time?
I guess.
Rating time.
Chris usually goes first.
Okay. I'm going to give it, what was her name? Casey?
Casey.
One severed Casey head.
2 slices of mystery meat pizza.
That was mine last time, you dick.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Fine. You want to do that then? Here, what's your rating, Brandon? I'll change mine.
2 eaten ducks.
2 what?
Eaten ducks.
I will change my rating to 2 noses in a Ziploc bag.
Nice. I was waiting for his rating to sit with a porn mag.
3 kids in the house looking at a porn magazine. Out of 5. That just sounds wrong.
So the other 2 were watching?
I give it 1.5 slice of mystery meat pizza.
It's not a boring movie, though.
That's debatable. Boring.
Like, if you go into it knowing it's a bad movie, you might actually enjoy it.
Don't go in there expecting it to be a Godfather of movies.
Yeah, it's definitely not the... even though it tries to be the Halloween of movies, it's not the Halloween of movies.
It's the Halloween movie that they thought we needed, but it's not the one we deserve.
Yeah, I think this might be a bonus episode. I'm not sure yet. We'll figure it out. Depends how I edit this and how it turns out. I don't know.
Well, luckily for you, it should be relatively easy. It's pretty short.
Yeah. All right, so you know where to find us at Facebook and Instagram at It Came From The Video Store. We're on SoundCloud and on iTunes. So we're signing out. I'm Eric.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Brandon.
And you just listened to
It Came From The Video Store.
The fuck?